With Radio on the Go News, I'm Mitch Williams. Butler County Public Health today announced the first death associated with COVID-19 in the county. The individual was between the ages of 61 and 80. Butler County Public Health Director Jennifer Becker says, quote, Butler County Public Health and all of our key partners throughout the county and state continue to work to limit the spread and impact of this virus in our communities, end quote. This past week, the Franklin County Board of Supervisors approved the Iowa Department of Transportation 2020 budget amendment. In other business, the Franklin County Board of Supervisors held a public hearing to amend the fiscal year 2019-20 budgeted expenditures and revenues. The board then adopted a resolution to amend the fiscal year 2019-20 Franklin County budget. On Thursday night, the Hampton City Council voted to not open the city's aquatic center this summer for any uses due to the COVID-19 pandemic. However, the Hampton Council did approve to immediately open up the city-owned Ball Diamonds. The Hampton City Council was also informed that Hy-Vee is currently taking job applications for their new Dollar Fresh store in town and plan on conducting interviews the first week of June. Two people are running for the nomination of Wright County District 1 Supervisor on Tuesday. One of those is incumbent Rick Rasmussen. Rasmussen tells Radio on the Go News he is running again to build upon what has been accomplished in Wright County.
Seeing some growth that I think we have promoted in Wright County. And some other things I'd like to continue to see that growth coming. Hopefully bringing some new businesses into all of our major towns, Belmont, Eagle Grove, Clarion, Goldfield. I'd just like to keep up on the economic growth and do things as we've been doing them, being fiscally responsible for the taxpayers' money and keeping a good bunch of employees for Wright County to service the public.
Jason Wessels will challenge Rasmussen for the District 1 seat in Wright County during Tuesday's primary. Franklin County Auditor Michelle Giddings wants to remind residents that those who have absentee ballots concerning Tuesday's primary election need to have the voted ballots either dropped off at the courthouse or mailed. Absentee ballots will be accepted at the Franklin County Courthouse in Hampton through the end of the business day on Monday by leaving them in a drop box in the entryway. If mailing the absentee ballots, they must be postmarked by June 1st to be counted. On Monday, the Wright County Board of Supervisors will receive an update from the Emergency Operations Center in Wright County as it relates to COVID-19. In other business, the board will consider a resolution for residential development and workforce housing tax credits for the city of Eagle Grove. The Wright County Board of Supervisors meet Monday at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Clarion and will be available to the public via Zoom. On Friday, the Franklin County Sheriff's Office arrested 50-year-old Augustine Calles of Hampton for driving while suspended. Calles was later released. On Friday, the Franklin County Sheriff's Office arrested 18-year-old Jace Snyder of Alexander for possession of marijuana and for possession of drug paraphernalia. Snyder was later released. Also on Friday, the Franklin County Sheriff's Office arrested 19-year-old Colbert Ragsdale of Alexander for a first offense OWI. Ragsdale is being held at the Franklin County Law Enforcement Center to appear in court today. This past Tuesday, the Bremer County Sheriff's Office received the report of a burglary to the Farmers Wind Co-op in Waverly. Similar burglaries were reported in Butler County over the Memorial Day weekend. On Wednesday, the Sheriff's Offices from Bremer and Butler Counties executed a search warrant in the 800 block of 5th Street in Waverly with help from the Waverly Police Department. Items related to the burglaries were located. 23-year-old Dylan Jones of Waverly was charged with third-degree burglary and second-degree theft related to the Farmers Wind Co-op burglary. Additional charges are expected. Jones has been released from custody. As Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds loosens restrictions and more facilities and services reopen, including fitness centers, many in the Iowa Falls community can look forward to utilizing the Dale Howard Family Activity Center. At this time, the DHFAC remains open as a rehab facility for Hanson Family Hospital's physical therapy patients. New director of the Dale Howard Family Activity Center, Tyson Springer, officially began his duties as Ellsworth Community College head wrestling coach on May 1st and will assume his role as director once the facility opens to the public. Animal rights groups are criticizing the methods used by Iowa pork producers to euthanize the animals that they are not able to take to the packing plant. Coronavirus shutdowns slowed production, and Ag Secretary Mike Naig says no producer wants to destroy animals.
As it relates to some of the activist activity in the state, I think it's disgusting.
He says hog farmers hate this more than anyone.
I think that our producers are experiencing an unprecedented disruption in their business and their way of life, and we've got folks with a clear agenda that are kicking our farmers while they're down.
Naig says producers follow specific guidelines.
The facts are that producers work with their veterinarians. Veterinarians follow the American Vet Med Association's guidelines for euthanasia, humane euthanasia, even in constrained situations like we're in today. So that's the guidelines. Those are the best practices that producers will use. No producer wants to be in this situation.
Naig says the backup of hogs will reduce as meat processing plants get back up to full production, but it will still take some time to catch up. For Radio On The Go News, I'm Mitch Williams.